This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. 60 years after the end of the fighting, World War II still affects the relationship between Poles and Germans. And one sensitive issue is land. After Germany surrendered, Germans were forced to leave homes in what is now Poland. They've been trying to get them back since the fall of communism, as NPR's Emily Harris reports.
The place where Peter Grospich grew up is now a parking lot. The 70-year-old German stands at the foot of the ruins of a fortress in a town Germans call Glatz and Poles call Kwodzko. He looks around and remembers.
You can't imagine it now. This whole row was houses, this whole row. A little yard was here. We're standing on my father's soil and property, but I don't have any of it.
After World War II, his family home was slowly raided for building materials, then eventually razed by the city. Now other kids play nearby. Dariusz Zaleski, a Polish man in his 30s, watches them and reflects on Grospich's fate.
Well, it was their responsibility to pay for the war. Maybe not as individuals, but as a punishment for the Germany as a nation. We weren't asked if we wanted these territories or not. The decision was made by the leaders of the countries that won the war.
Rulers changed in this corner of Central Europe many times over the past 1,000 years. Poland, Bohemia, Austria, Prussia. It was German territory when Hitler took power. After World War II, it became part of modern Poland. Grospich says he doesn't want property back. What he wants is people to remember that Germans lived here and how families like his left.
Die ganze Straße innerhalb von einer halben Stunde raus.
The whole street had a half hour to leave. We pulled together some things when we had heard, but nobody wanted to believe it. Then we were driven into barracks where we had to stay for 4 days. The sanitation was gruesome. An old man died and they wouldn't take him out. The Poles gathered up any men who were there and kept them in cellars, beat them and gave them no food.
They were sent in a railway freight car to a part of Germany they'd never been and where they knew no one. They were not sent to their deaths, as were millions of Jews and other minorities shipped from German territory in freight cars during the war. There is an organization trying to memorialize the experience of the expelled Germans with a museum in Berlin. This infuriates Janusz Dobrosz, a politician with the conservative League of Polish Families.
This changes the perception of history and creates the impression that Germany was the victim of the war, not Poland. This makes Poland look bad.
Officially, German and Poland have declared the subject of land returns closed. But last year, the Polish parliament demanded war reparations. Lawmakers were furious over a handful of private claims for land being made in Polish and German courts and readied for European Union judges. 60 years after the expulsion of many Germans from what is now Poland, life for those who chose to stay has gotten better. One mass a week is held in German in the small town of Głogówek. Cecilia Hamisch attends regularly. She's lived here her whole life.
In Deutschland geboren 1930.
I was born in Germany in 1930, but after the war, we couldn't even speak German here. It was forbidden for 50 years. When all the changes happened in 1989, we could speak German again, and we started a singing group. We meet every Tuesday, and when someone has a birthday, we celebrate and sing German homeland songs.
Przemysław Pika, 27 years old and a Polish native of Głogówek, says there's no antagonism toward Germans who live here. But he spent 4 years fighting the children of a German woman who left. They wanted her former property back. He calls his family's victory in the case a Polish victory over Germany.
We in the younger generation shouldn't be fighting anymore. But this attempt to get this property was such an obvious lie. If there had been clear documents, it wouldn't have been a problem. We would have just paid. But there were so many lies.
There's no good feelings on the other side of that case either. The woman who had claimed the property says the Poles stole it from her and calls Prika's family the most filthy people in the world. But not everyone is so angry. One German woman whose family had to leave her childhood apartment met and liked the Polish family that owns it now. She also appreciates a plaque in Polish and German marking a former German graveyard nearby. She says there's no one to take care of German graves now anyway, so it's a nice symbol. Besides, she adds, it's Polish land now. Emily Harris, NPR News.